気配。
Shantiam, peace. Good evening. I welcome you with all my heart. It is wonderful being with you again. I love each one of you unconditionally, unequivocally. For when I look at you, I see myself. There's only one self. Therefore, I can only see myself as you. You are a joy to yourself and to the universe. You are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you whatsoever. Never believe anything is wrong. Never look back. Always remain centered, steadfast in reality. Try not to allow your mind to sink. For when the mind begins to sink and the trouble starts, problems arise. It's as if you were the ocean of bliss, and then bubbles arise. Bubbles are like your thoughts. The bubbles cannot really do anything to the ocean. The ocean only remains as it is. But on the surface, where the bubbles are, there are all kinds of things happening. Bubbles are bumping into each other, bursting. New ones come, old ones go away. Bubbles come, bubbles go. Yet the ocean always remains the same. And so it is with us. We're like the bubbles. We're here today, we're gone tomorrow. We attach ourselves to the person, place of saying. We seem to have all kinds of problems. Yet if we look at this picture correctly, this is only the surface, not the truth, not reality, the surface. The surface keeps changing, changing continuously. As you learn to keep still, to keep quiet, and to react to things, you begin to expand. Not because you ate too much dinner, but you expand consciousness. You become yourself. you become what you've always been. Pure unalloyed happiness. People like to hear me talk about these things, about the highest truth, so to speak. You want to hear me say you are unalloyed happiness? You are Satchitananda, Brahman, the ultimate reality. Choiceless, effortless, pure awareness. You like to hear these words. They're good words to hear. But unfortunately, many of us do not possess the capacity to become this at this time. Even though there's your real nature, your mind has become very strong, very powerful. And it keeps you thinking continuously, constantly. This keeps your reality hidden from you, as it were. Consequently, you have to acquire humility. You have to have a tremendous humility. Not walk around and say, I am consciousness, I am Brahman, I am God, I am the absolute reality. And the next person bumps into you, become angry, become mad. When things do not go your way, you become mad, angry, upset. So you're fooling yourself. And the last thing we want to do is fool ourselves. We want to be totally honest with ourselves. Completely, totally honest. To do this, we have to have a tremendous humility. It means we have to surrender all our stuff, everything we've been holding on to God, who is within you, who is you. Yet you do not feel this power. Some of you do not feel that you're God. You're also reality. You feel human. You feel hurtable. You feel suspicious, doubtful. As long as there's ego, that's how you're going to feel. The only way to get rid of the ego is to surrender it. Surrender the ego by becoming humble, by developing humility. It is written, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. What this means is those of us who walk around in pride, telling people we're consciousness and we're Brahman, will one day get the rug pulled out from under us. But those beings who keep still, keep quiet, are not argumentative. We will not have a chip on their shoulder. We will not worry about the future, the past. We remain centered in Brahman. They will be first. Meaning, of course, they'll be enlightened. They'll be self-realized. For his humility, It pulls your ego out of you. So when you have humility, you're not worry, you're not fret, you're not fear. And you know that there's perfect strength. And humility is perfect beingness. You're not concerned when you're going to be enlightened. You're not concerned when you're going to awaken. You're not worried about these things at all. Forget about these things. Rather, have mercy on yourself and on the world. Have mercy on the things that are going on in this world. The deathly things taking place all over this world. Have mercy on these people. Develop loving kindness towards yourself and others. Do not take sides. Do not say these people are right and these people are wrong. That's what the average person does. You're not the average person. Have mercy on everybody. Remember, the whole world is you. You are the universe. When you're having mercy on people, you're having mercy on yourself. When you practice loving kindness to people, you're practicing on yourself. For you are the one who experiences all of this. Where else would it come from if not from you? Do not try to change people. Do not try to convert people. Simply have mercy on people. Forgive them, for I know not what they do. Forgive everyone. A being who does this will awaken almost immediately. They stop thinking of themselves. They observe the homeless. The crippled. The deluded ones. And to have mercy on them by loving them. Love is the greatest power in the universe. If you can only love enough, you become absolutely free. You must develop love. Not suspicion and doubtfulness, but love, pure love, unconditional love. If you have enough love, you do not talk too much. Love speaks of itself. A beautiful flower need not declare in fragrance. But its very nature is fragrance. Therefore, I need not declare I am a good person, I help people. Forget about yourself. Love others no matter who they are. And leave them alone. Love the world just the way it is. That's how people change, that's how the world changes, by loving it. And be humble, full of humility. If you can only do this, you don't have to concern yourself about realization. Or awakening. Or liberation. That will take care of itself. Always remember, there's no use memorizing beautiful words. Beautiful phrases. Beautiful cliches. Saying to yourself over and over again, I am Brahman. I am consciousness. Why do you hate your fellow man? And cause trouble in the world by malicious gossip. What you are speaks for itself. Forget about the past. It can never come back again. If you're nothing about the past, then there's no future. The future only arises because of the past. But if you stay centered in the heart, you are safe. That's where God is. That's where holiness is. That's where all the sages are. To Christ, the Buddha, Moses, Shiva. All these sages are within yourself. You are them. They're you. And you are them. You're in your heart right now. But if you do not turn within, you'll never feel them, you'll never see them. It is only through turning within that you become aware that you are the Buddha, you are the Christ, you are Shiva. But if you keep reacting to this world, then you always believe that you're a human being, frail. Born to die. The problems in between. And you'll be one of these people who affirm every day. Life's a bitch and then you die. You've heard many people say this. They say this because they're looking at a human self, they're looking at a human consciousness. They're looking at the world as human beings. They see themselves as part of this human race. So suddenly things appear terrible. But to whom does that appear terrible? To the real self? Where's God in all this terror? In the so-called terrible world, where does God live? What is God doing about all of this? God is simply doing what you would do. The way you react, the way you see things, that's the way God sees things. Because after all, God is created in your image and likeness. You have created God in your image. So that's what God's going to be wherever you are, and wherever you see what God sees. Consequently, if you see a terrible world, a terrible universe, if you identify with man as humanity to man, this is your God, don't you see? It is your God, the only God you know, God of terror. And God lets things happen. When people say, how can God let this happen to this world? Why doesn't God come in and change things? How can God do this? God is not separate from you. There's no separate God up in the sky who comes around and changes things. You have to be the changer yourself. When you change things, God changes things. For I and my Father are one. If you have seen me, you've seen the Father. What I'm saying is, never look outside of yourself for any help of any kind. All the help that you need is within yourself. You've got power, you've got strength, you've got everything you need to find yourself and become free. But when you look outside of yourself, you create problems. This is why I always say, see everyone as yourself. Not just other sufferers, real self, which you really are. See everyone as perfect. Wonderful. It'll become like that. For after all, you're not the God that does this. Who else will do this but you? There's no one in this entire universe but you. It's up to you. Think of yourself as the only one in this whole universe. And whatever you see, it becomes. What do you see? Poverty, lack, limitation, sickness, death, dissolution, or love, peace, joy, happiness, understanding. What you see is up to you. You have a choice. To see what you will. Begin today to act as God would act. Just for a day. Act the way you think God would act. Stop blaming people. Stop hating people. But look at people as God would look at them. Again, let me remind you, the only way God can look at them is by looking at himself. will be called God, not anybody but himself. And you are that God. Therefore, you're seeing yourself wherever you look. Ponder this. Remember these things when you get up early in the morning out of bed. I am the one, say to yourself. There's no other but me. When I observe this day, I have created. I create my world every minute, every hour, every day. I am the creator. And there's no other creator but me. So you start off with your own body. Look at yourself and you say, who am I? Am I this body? With its needs, and its wants, its desires, its compulsions. Am I this body? If I'm not, who am I? Am I this world? Am I this universe? Who am I really? Everything keeps changing constantly, consistently. Nothing is ever the same. Even like while my body keeps changing constantly, consistently. Getting older all the time, heading towards the end. Am I this person who's going to die from old age? Who am I? As you keep inquiring this way, something wonderful begins to happen to you. You become happier and happier. As the days go by, as the months go by, as the years go by, you notice the things that used to annoy you stop annoying you. Things that used to bother you stop bothering you. Things that used to make you angry do not make you angry any longer. You're becoming free. Simply by inquiring, who am I? Who am I? If thoughts come into your mind, inquire when they come. Who thinks these thoughts? So I keep your mind quiet, peaceful. When you observe a situation in front of you, you don't have to react to it at all. Just observe it. Watch it. But do not react to it. As an example, if you're looking out your window, and see a car crash, you don't become excited or worried or hurried. Run outside, see if you can help the person. Without any reaction, without any fear, without any anxiety. Help the person all you can and go your way. This is how you should live in this world. The worst thing you can ever do is worry about yourself. To be concerned about yourself. Is there really karma in my life that molds me the way I am molded? It makes me appear to be a puppet on a string, manipulated by the laws of karma. Is there such a thing? Well, as long as you believe you're a body, there's a karma. Well, the bodies of karma. When you go higher than the body, there's no longer any karma. When you start reacting to the conditions, then there's no longer anyone to accrue any karma. Karma is only accrued by the person who reacts to life, who feels hurt, who feels upset. If you have transcended your feelings and no longer react hateful or spiteful to people, there's no karma. No fear of karma. Then the question arises, well, will I still have to work out my karmic debts from previous lives? Again, only if you do not know the truth. Only if you keep insisting that you are the body, when there's sinned, made mistakes, and you feel this deeply, then the karma has to return to you. But if you begin to realize that the person has made mistakes or has sinned is no longer yourself, that person has died a long time ago, and you give out love, you exude peace, joy, happiness to everybody you meet, and there's no longer any karmic deficits you have to experience. We're free from karma. So in conclusion, keep seeing yourself as totally free, unattached to anything. Practice loving kindness to yourself and to others. Have mercy on this whole universe, on yourself. Leave things alone. Don't try to improve anything, or change anything, or convert anybody to anything. Dive within yourself. Dive deeper than you've ever dived before. Find time to center your attention in your heart center, on the right side of your chest. Focus your mind and your heart and observe the mind go into the heart being destroyed totally and completely. See the light in your heart. Identify with this light as yourself. You are the light of the world. You have always been the light. And you are the light right now. Do not worry about tomorrow. But know the truth now. And tomorrow will take care of itself. Be still and know that I am God. all is well. Peace. You refuse to talk, eh?
We're all enlightened, so we have questions.
Really? Well, read the anime.
I was thinking about talking about myself because I'm so much aware, I've got so much vanity. I don't want to have any more but talking about myself, so it's one of the factors. I was sitting in my car and this came about partly from a book I had and partly from I was imagining, I was seeing a movie, imagination. And I saw a lot clearer yesterday and today, more sharper, that the world is created new and ever new perception. And I was imagining, I was seeing a movie, and in the movie there was the tide of a horse going into the sunset. And then in imagination I was going to where the film was tearing the film out and looking at the film, and I had to write down the word film frames, I don't forget. And the film is made up of a lot of film frames, you know. And just by the way, on none of the film frames, it changed as the horse moved. You know, only, but I saw that when I see a film frame, I am what is 100th of a second. The experience that I have is only of that. I don't have an experience of the frames before or experience of the frames after. At that second, there's just pure experience. And afterwards, I call it seeing a horse. But really, I don't. You know. And the same in the world, I see the world, I don't know whether it's 150th of a second or 100th of a second, whatever the thing is, and that's pure experience. I don't see anything before, I don't see anything afterward. In pure experience, there's nothing like that at all. And then I was imagining Robert moving his head. And really, I don't see Robert moving his head, because I just see experience flash like a fraction of a second, and at that point, the head doesn't move at all. No, I don't see it before, I don't see afterward. And all of these...
There's no head to begin with.
Yeah, but that's all the truth, because it's different levels of what I was saw. I mean, there's no head to begin with. But all of these experiences are just pure experiences. Afterwards, I label it Robert's head, and afterwards, another thought comes in a different time section. I label it the horse moving. But at the time, it's just pure experience. And there is nothing there, just like the ice cream I have. There's no ice cream there at that fraction of a second of enjoyment. It's just pureness. And afterwards, I have a later thought called Robert's head, and the pure experience is exactly the same as it's so-called Robert's head or so-called horse moving. There's nothing happening at all. Nothing at all. Only at a certain level, the world is new at every perception. And even that isn't true at that level, yeah, because I call it afterwards the world, but there's nothing happening there too. Nothing at all.
That's good, friend. So if you stay centered in the self, then what you're saying is true, nothing else exists. In a second.
Fraction of a second.
But when the mind starts to think and you start to expand the mind, then the world appears.
Yeah, but that's already a latent fraction. Pure experience, just then there's nothing there at all.
Stay there all the time.
And you have to do it over to it.
Is it true that if the mind is moving, it's not possible to be in the moment?
Yes, it is. Because the mind moves in time and space. When the mind is completely still, time and space doesn't appear at all. There's no time and space.
Because it seems to me that, you know, the thought is a beginning, a middle, and an end. And it's in motion.
Yes.
So it seems like to be right here, right now, there can't be anything happening at all. Because if there's any happening, that's, you know, right at that split second, there can't be anything at all, because even one speck of the thought is a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Of course. It is the mind that creates time and space, and it fills up time and space with objects. So as you say, if you're staying centered in a split second, there's no time and space in your eternity. Your eternity is right there where you are. You no longer bother, no longer have a body, no longer have a mind. There are no people in the world. There's no God. There's no realization. As soon as you allow your mind to think, creation starts again.
That seems like a thought is like a distraction. Because if you're really centered in consciousness, there can't be anything else happening. Because when the thought starts happening, that's like a distraction. Of course, it was like a duality.
Yes.
And yet the capacity for that to happen is there. It's strange.
You're all right, Bob.
But if there's really no duality, why is there the capacity for the duality to arise?
You know,
like non-existent.
That's called hallucination. Like, why is the sky blue?
It just appears to arise.
It appears to arise, exactly. Nothing arises, nothing ever has to arise. It's the mind that plays all these games with you. This is why we are told to kill the mind, and everything will be gone, and be free. It's time for prasada.